When the First Continental Congress convened in 1774 in Philadelphia, they had no clue what they were going to actually be talking about. But they all agreed on one thing, that the British government was corrupt, tyrannical, and beyond reform or repair. Now, from that body would come nearly every signer of the Declaration of Independence, over half the delegates to the Constitution Convention, and the first five American presidents. Well, the new Christendom Committees of Correspondence hopes to follow in those legendary footsteps in convening its first annual Congress upon these rocks, building Christian communities from the rubble of modernity. The Congress will be held near the Crusade Channel Studios in Mandeville, Louisiana, April 30th through May 2nd, and you're invited. So, register as a delegate or attend as a layperson by heading to upontheserocks.co. Join me alongside Brother Andre Marie, David Simpson, and many, many more special guests. All the information and registration data you need is at upontheserocks.co or call 844-527-8723. We'll see you in May.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, March the 30th of 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made in the USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's McClure Tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. Florida governor says we don't need your COVID passport. A D.C. mayor has her say on a recent carjacking, and church membership is down among Catholics. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said in a press conference yesterday that he will be taking emergency executive action shortly against the concept of Americans needing a vaccine passport to be able to travel domestically and internationally. He commented, quote, "We are not supportive of that. I think it's something that people have certain freedoms and individual liberties to make decisions for themselves." DeSantis said that people shouldn't need to show proof of inoculation against the vaccine to go to a game, a movie, theme parks, or other social events. He also urged the state legislature to take more permanent action. The Biden regime will, quote, provide guidance on private sector efforts to develop vaccine passports and similar systems. In other news, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser deleted a Twitter post on Sunday that advised people on how to prevent carjackings following the death of a Pakistani immigrant after his vehicle was stolen by two teenage girls. Bowser, a Democrat, shared a post from police in the District of Columbia before adding her own statement saying, quote, "Auto theft is a crime of opportunity. Follow these steps to reduce the risk of your vehicle becoming a target. Remember the motto, hashtag protect your auto." Social media users were quick to react, noting that the post was likely pre-scheduled but seemed in poor taste because Mohammed Anwar, age 66, died after getting carjacked by two girls just days prior. Media strategist Gabriella Hoffman commented, quote, "Uber Eats driver Mohammed Anwar was the victim of a carjacking by two teenage girls who committed felony murder in D.C. He died as a result of injuries. I presume this is a scheduled tweet, but it's extremely tone-deaf. Bowser's silence is deafening," unquote. Finally, the percentage of Catholics who say they are, quote, a member of a church has dropped by nearly 20 points since the year 2000, according to a new report by Gallup released on Monday. Among respondents who said they were Catholic, only 58% actually said they were a member of a church. This figure is down 18 points from the 76% of Catholics who said they were a member of a church in a previous Gallup survey from 1998 until the year 2000. A quote of the day comes from St. Gregory Nazianzen. He said this, "Give something, however small, to the one in need, for it is not small to the one who has nothing. Neither is it small to God if we have given what we could." Coming up, our saint of the day, he was a 6th and 7th century Christian monk at the monastery on Mount Sinai. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey! Happy spring, y'all. Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Like a brand new 2021 Kia Seltos S for only $21,500. This includes 1,000 KMF bonus cash when you finance with Kia Motors Finance and a dealer discount of $800. That's a savings of $1,800.
Wow, what a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all the other smart car shoppers do and hop on over to Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or check them out at BulldogKia.com.
Must take delivery by March 31st, 2021. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. KMF bonus cash for well-qualified buyers and financed through Kia Motors Finance. Taxes, tag, title, and fees not included. MSRP 23300. Example stock number K21555X.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is John Climacus. He was born around the year 525 in Palestine. As a youth, he excelled in his studies and was highly regarded by his peers for his knowledge. At the age of 16, John decided to leave the world and retired to a hermitage near the base of Mount Sinai. For the next 4 years, John spent his time in prayer, fasting, meditation, and discernment while preparing to take solemn vows to the religious life. Through the direction of Martyrius, John curbed his vices and worked to perfect his virtues. After professing his solemn vows, John began to spend more of his time studying the scriptures and the early fathers of the church. He became very knowledgeable in these subjects, but his humility caused him to hide his talents and not presume to share them with others. Near the end of his life, he was encouraged to share his knowledge with others and wrote The Climax, also known as The Ladder of Paradise. This work was a collection of sayings and examples to illustrate how to live the monastic life. From this work, he received the name Climacus, a derivative from the Latin root for climax or ladder. As John progressed in years and wisdom, many of the religious living on Mount Sinai began to seek his advice in spiritual matters. He freely offered his advice and was highly regarded for his wisdom and holiness. Around the year 600, the abbot of all of the religious in the region of Mount Sinai died, and John was chosen to replace him. John ruled until his death in 605 and always tried to lead through his own example. A funeral mass was held Monday in Denver for Officer Eric Talley, a Catholic father of seven who was killed while responding to last week's mass shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado. According to Archbishop Samuel Aquila, he said in remarks to the shoulder-to-shoulder packed congregation, many of whom were police officers, quote, "Eric has shown what is best about the service you give to our community, our cities, and our country." He continued, "As police officers, I want to honor you because too often you are taken for granted. And yet in situations like this, you are the ones who protect human life." The Mass was celebrated in the extraordinary form of the Roman Rite by Father Daniel Nolan, FSSP of Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish in Littleton, Colorado. In addition to a packed congregation at the Cathedral Basilica of the Immaculate Conception in downtown Denver, more than 1,400 people tuned into the live stream of the Mass. The Archdiocese of Denver covers nearby Boulder as well as much of northern Colorado. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.